UNC Asheville professors Thais Ruffin and Aja Bochuboten stand behind a folding table stacked with collegiate blue tote bags. They smile behind matching West African cloth face masks, greeting neighborhood residents walking inside to pick up their weekly bag of groceries. The Fulbright Scholars are distributing books and learning kits to families to support parents with their child's at-home learning. But Bochuboten says the books, which prominently feature Black protagonists, are just as much for the adults as they are for the young readers.
When you see yourself reflected in a material that you read, it does something to you. By giving these particularly well-chosen books to these deserving families, there is something that we're trying to communicate to them that, yes, you belong. Yes, you're part of the intellectual class that we talk about.
He says for too long, the American school system has educated people away from their cultures and identities. That's why he calls these books a form of liberation, showing parents they have the agency and the ability to be effective teachers at home. This grant-funded initiative is a partnership with Colorful Pages and Read to Succeed. It's a direct response to what's been called Asheville's opportunity gap, or the racial inequities that exist in local schools. Just 23% of Black students in Buncombe County schools are considered proficient in reading. In Asheville City schools, the figure is even lower at 12.6%. Here's Thais Ruffin.
We often do think of things in terms of gaps or that parents are not invested, that parents are not equipped with the tools to actually support their own kids' learning. And that's a huge fallacy because parents are the kids' first teacher. Parents and caregivers are advocates. The desire is there.
That desire is evident on the face of one mother, Tiffany Boyd.
She is a rising second grader.
Ruffin hands Boyd a book called I Am Enough. The cover features a young Black girl with a halo of curly hair.
That is my daughter.
Right
there? That is her, yes.
So what do you think this will do for her to see that image or see this?
Boost her esteem a little bit with her natural Blackness, as I'll say, yeah.
Boyd's daughters are about to start second and fourth grades at Ira B. Jones Elementary. She says it's been a challenge keeping them engaged at home during the pandemic, and she's even more worried about how remote learning will impact their development.
Because now we're ultimately going to be the teachers because they're going to be doing remote learning and they can only read and listen so much to where they're going to have some kind of interaction with someone physically. So I guess we better get on our butts and get our skills up to help them as well.
Boyd says she had to figure out how to work internet access into the family budget. She says she wishes the school district would offer more supports to parents in communities like Pisgahview.
I think more tools for the parents to support the children, because I'm pretty sure not a lot of people are going to understand what they're doing or how they're, you know, doing it. So we can check it. How are we going to check their work? I mean, that should just not be right now during COVID. That should be period throughout the school. So, yeah, I think that and come in and talk to us. Yeah. Tell us what's going on.
Aja Bochuboten calls limited internet access a digital apartheid, just one of many external factors that further widen the city's opportunity gap.
We have to look at employment for Black families, ensuring that we have scholarships, for example, for our students of color who want to go into teaching. In any school they want to go, the city should be paying for it. Knowing that they will come back and give it back to their city, right? We have to look at housing investments. We have to look at small business investments. All of these contribute to a better education experience for our kids.
So far, Ruffin and Bochuboten have distributed learning kits to 176 families with students from pre-K through ninth grades. They say they're continuing to apply for grants and hope to expand the culturally relevant learning materials to include science and math. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.